Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. I think that Republicans should not trade anything for Obama because he was such a smart aleck and so arrogant during the election. That I think that they shouldn't give him a thing. I think they should just let it go over the cliff. And he wants taxes raised, then he can have them.
Now, there's a talk radio caller who doesn't think that the Republicans ought to compromise at all, even if it means going over the so-called fiscal cliff. Are you getting tired of that term? It's so dramatic. It's so news media-ish. And doesn't really mean anything. So what do you think? That is the discussion, though, the fiscal cliff number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to our weekly review of the top 10, all 10 of the items, most of which we have discussed in one way or another during the course of the week on our weekday program. And so now that it's the end of the week, we put it together for the weekend. So all of these items were important for the week ending Friday, November 30th, a rundown of the top 10 hits in order. Thanks to the folks at Talkers.com who have done the monitoring of talk radio programs across the country to help determine this list with the producers of the program. All right, so let's get started.
Number 10, Facebook privacy concerns.
Number 9,
the discussion of television show Two and a Half Men.
Number 8,
the Liberty University suit in the case of Obamacare.
Number 7,
Powerball jackpot winners.
Number 6,
numbers from Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Number 5,
the Egyptian president's grab for power.
Number 4,
election aftermath and basically the future of the Republican Party.
Number 3,
what's going on in the Middle East.
Number 2,
the Benghazi investigation and Susan Rice.
Number 1,
what we're doing to avoid or not avoid, that is the question, the fiscal cliff. 800-510-8255, should you have a quick answer to some of these points. We'll spend a little bit more time during the course of the hour. We'll touch all 10 of the items, but sometimes it's good to spend more time on the ones that are, let's say, in the top two or three. And as I said, number one is the fiscal cliff. From our countdown affiliate, KSYL, in Alexandria, Louisiana, here's host Dave Gratian talking to Congressman Rodney King of Louisiana about his take on the current fiscal situation.
What do you think? Do you think we're going to go over the cliff? We're going to do a Thelma and Louise and just go right over the edge, or what's going to happen?
It's hard to say right now. I don't, you know, I guess it depends on what the definition of going over the cliff is. Does it mean that we're going to make some of the changes that need to be made? I hope so. Right now, yeah, the president's saying, look, do it before the end of the year the way I want to do it, and then next year after we have a little more time, we'll look at doing it the way y'all want to do it.
What is it that he's wanting you to do that
the main thing is he wants to extend the Bush tax cuts only for the lower-income, middle-income individuals.
Right.
He doesn't, in other words, the so-called Bush tax cuts that are going to go away, he doesn't want to extend those for everybody.
But a dumb question now. I mean, I know that we had a lot of people vote one way, a lot of people vote the other way. But what the all the polls that I have seen having to do with this is most people agree with that.
Well, most people agree that the wealthy need to pay a little bit more. But if you turn right around and ask the same question,
what the definition of wealthy is? That's a big question.
Do you think small business owners ought to pay more than they overwhelmingly say no there? Well, most of the people that make over $250,000 that are business owners.
Yeah, small businessmen.
Owners. So the questions can be loaded.
Oh, yeah.
So one can get the answer that they want. And that's one of the problems that we have. Almost all the questions up here are loaded.
800-510-8255, Congressman Rodney King, interesting name, from Louisiana, on our affiliate KSYL. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug, D-O-U-G, at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com. Let's go to another one of our affiliates, WJOL in Joliet, Illinois. Host Kevin Collins talking to Congressman Dan Lipinski of Illinois about how he thinks negotiations are going. Lipinski is a Democrat and King was a Republican.
Are we going to get there? Are we going to get this thing taken care of before the January deadline?
Well, I wish I wish they definitely had the answer. It doesn't look good right now from the way the at least public negotiations are going. There is some bad news again today. Both sides saying that the other side needs to come forward with a plan. And I'm hopeful that there's more going on behind the scenes. I think in theory, neither side wants to go over the fiscal cliff, but if people never come together, there's a risk that it could happen.
You know, yesterday we had, across the aisle from you, we had Congressman Adam Kinzinger on, and, you know, he said, listen, we're willing to, you know, put money on the table as far as, giving higher taxes. We're willing to put that on, but we haven't seen anything from the Democrats. Do you feel that the Democrats have stepped up and that they're doing a little bit of negotiation to come into the middle as well?
Well, I think it has been a big step. The Republicans have said that they will accept more revenue. The White House keeps saying it has to be an increase in the tax rate for the top 2%. The Republicans say no to that. I think there's a way that can be worked out, but that somehow the revenue is raised without raising that rate. But I have yet to see a proposal on how exactly that's going to be done. Look, I am part of a group that wants a grand bargain to be done now. Cut at least $4 trillion from the deficit. Don't just deal with the fiscal cliff. Don't just kick the can down the road. We have to go big right now. I put forward a budget based on the Simpson-Bowles Deficit Reduction Committee's bipartisan recommendations. That was one-third revenue, two-thirds spending cuts. We brought this to the House floor in March. We only got 38 votes on that. But we're working to build the momentum behind that in the House. I just met yesterday with the bipartisan group of House members, and Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles were there. Business leaders were there. They're saying we've got to do this, not just avoid a fiscal cliff, but we have to have a big plan, a grand bargain to reduce our long-term debt.
800-510-8255. Okay, so the Democrats and the Republicans, at least those two, seem to agree in the main. What say you on this? 800-510-8255. The investigation into Susan Rice and what happened in Benghazi, number two, and that's up next here on our countdown.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
800-510-8255 from number one, the Fisco Cliff on our countdown going through till we get to number 10 this week. It's number two time. The investigation into what Ambassador Susan Rice knew or didn't know as she met with some Republican senators this week. And here's host Bob Montgomery talking to Senator Dan Coats of Indiana about the meeting.
Do you have similar concerns as voiced by people like Senator Graham?
Well, if Susan Rice is nominated for a cabinet position, I will want to meet with her personally because I still have questions about this whole Benghazi. I think it's premature to judge whether I could, you know, vote for or vote against her based on without meeting with her. And I want to give her the courtesy of sitting down and just saying what happened here and what are the answers to these questions.
All right, but do you see where some, like Mr. Graham, are unsettled even more so after their meeting? Are they voicing concerns to you as well?
I talked to all three of them, Senator McCain, Senator Graham, and Senator Ayotte afterward, and I asked why concern, what happened, and based on what they gave me, it continues to raise questions. Ultimately, here we want to get to the truth. It's about more than Susan Rice. It's about the intelligence community. It's about this conflicting maze of answers we're getting, and it seems to change every day. All we want really is the truth, and we want to put this to bed.
Yeah, but she's responsible for the meeting, for the answers being different every day. Here's host Joe Galewski talking to analyst Dr. Bob Spitzer about the way both parties are reacting to the attack in Benghazi.
Why do you think some Republican people are interested in this, and Democrats aren't, and some media is, and some media isn't?
Well, there's sort of less and more than meets the eye. Republicans have been looking frantically for 4 years for any whiff of scandal from the Obama administration. A guy named Daryl Issa, the chair of the House, Operations Committee, 2 years ago when the Republicans won control of the House, said that they began by saying that the Obama administration was the most corrupt in American history, which is pretty much the opposite. I mean, they've been remarkably free of scandal, corruption, you know, wrongdoing, and they've been looking for something, you know, Watergate-like on him ever since, and Benghazi's sort of been the latest candidate. The problem is that when the Republicans jumped on it too early, and of course, Romney led the way right off the cliff, you know, criticizing the administration while things were still unfolding, and then he fumbled the criticism of Benghazi, which he could have made legitimately during the debate, the second debate, and they still, you know, kind of don't want to let it go. It does seem as though the Obama people were kind of passing the ball back and forth in the final days of the campaign to avoid any, you know, appearance of misdoing. I think there's some small bore problems there, and I don't mean to minimize the deaths of the four Americans, but I just don't think it amounts to a major deal in terms of scandal or cover-up.
We were promised, though, you know, a full report after the campaign, and it's been 2.5 months since this happened. Why is it so hard to get information out of these people?
Well, because these things tend to take time.
All right. 800-510-8255. We'll work on number three when we continue here with our countdown.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving through the countdown, number one, the fiscal cliff, number two, the investigation, Susan Rice meeting with members of the Senate, et cetera, et cetera. Number three, what's going on? The tension in the Middle East continuing this week. Here our host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talking to CBS Middle East correspondent Robert Berger, who says the UN vote to recognize a Palestinian state doesn't mean much on the ground there where the two countries come together.
Explain establishing a Palestinian state through negotiation rather than a unilateral UN vote.
Well, you know, Israel is the one that's going to have to agree to this. I mean, Israel controls these territories that the Palestinians want for a state. There are security issues, there are border issues, other issues as well, Jerusalem. And, you know, by having a declaration at the UN, nothing really changes on the ground, and that's the Israeli position. The Israelis and the Americans say, look, you have to sit down and you have to work out all the difficult issues and reach a compromise instead of one side declaring, well, this is ours. And basically, that's seen by Israel and the U.S. as being counterproductive and really not changing anything on the ground, rather making things even worse.
So this is basically just all show. It really means nothing today.
Well, it is a diplomatic victory for the Palestinians to be able to do this. I mean, they do have wide support, and I would say it's a diplomatic defeat for Israel. And it will also give the Palestinians access to some international forums, such as the International Criminal Court. That's what Israel is really worried about, that the Palestinians could try to take Israel to the International Criminal Court and other international forums on charges of war crimes and other things. It's something that Israel would see as very negative.
800-510-8255. Okay, so number three, the Middle East. Number four, aftermath of the election and the future of the Republican Party. If you're a Republican, you may want to listen to this conversation from radio host Bill LeMay talking to Kelly Callender from Tea Party Patriots about a column Ann Coulter wrote blaming the Tea Party for Romney's loss.
I must get your feedback on Ann Coulter's column. She really took a shot at the Tea Party Patriots and Tea Partiers in general. In fact, she said what we got was a weak, well, I guess Jenny Beth Martin of the Tea Party Patriots said what we got was a weak, moderate candidate handpicked by the Beltway elites and county country club establishment's wing of the Republican Party. The presidential loss is unequivocally on them. In other words, Mitt Romney wasn't very conservative, and she went off on the Tea Party. What are your thoughts on that? Were you surprised?
No, not surprised. I mean, Ann Coulter is somebody who I don't think can take any sort of failure or criticism very well. And we all know that she did come out swinging for Mitt Romney. And I think, you know, she, maybe her pride's a little bit hurt that the guy she touted as being the winner and certainly wasn't going to get fewer than, what, I think, 273 electoral votes, that he actually lost. And I think she's looking for somebody to blame, just like the other people in the establishment, which actually, if you looked at some of the articles they were putting out, some of the establishment punditry they were putting out before the election, they were already blaming the Tea Party, which was so funny considering the words Tea Party weren't even mentioned once during the whole entire convention.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting. And, of course, she makes the case that, I guess, Reagan was a liberal, too, I guess. Her column is really, really bizarre to me. But she even refers to Romney as being the most libertarian candidate the Republicans have run since Calvin Coolidge. Would you agree with that?
No.
No, not at all.
Not at all. And the fact that she would go to such a level, that she would speak to such a level as to try to make Reagan seem like a liberal without any context to some of those decisions and things that she talked about is just sad. I mean, it's really sad. It's like, come on, and admit you made a mistake. It's okay. We all make mistakes, even really smart, famous people, and it's okay. Nobody's going to hold you account. You know, we're not going to hold it against you if you made a mistake, but she's just so obviously committed to making sure that she's never wrong, that she's willing to, you know, throw Reagan under the bus, too.
I think it's called, it's called arrogance. All right, there's number four. Number five, Egypt, coming up here on the countdown.
And now, the lens of liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The real strength of America is our unity. The motto, E Pluribus Unum, is on all our currency and coins, and it means from the many, one. America is not just a place, it's an idea. The idea that ordinary people can govern themselves. Americans are a diverse people, but we are united because we believe in the principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and free enterprise. We should guard our freedoms jealously and examine all government proposals through the lens of liberty, always asking, will this make us more free or less free? When we don't, we saddle ourselves with so many taxes, laws, rules, and regulations that we lose something of utmost importance, our freedom.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Mm. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry creams, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Top hits, the big stories, the topics that have driven conversation on so-called News Talk, the political talk radio programs around the country. We monitor them, and then you get the benefit of going through that list with us. 800-510-8255. To sort of review here, number one is the fiscal cliff discussion, the investigation into what went on in Benghazi with Susan Rice at the forefront of that. Number two, situation that is tense in the Middle East. And we have the election aftermath, number four. Number five this week has to do with what's going on in Egypt and the new leader pretty much trying to take over dictatorial powers. Here's host Charlie Parker talking to Middle East correspondent Emily Wither about the latest on the protests there in Egypt that have been going on this week.
Arab Spring 2.0. Police firing tear gas at stone-throwing protesters. Again, most of the protest or the big protest taking place in Cairo in relation to last year, you remember, the Egyptians overthrew Hosni Mubarak. Now it's Mr. Morsi's turn, apparently. At least that seems to be the wish. Emily, I'm going to go with just the footage that I've seen. This looks like a little bit more than protest. Looks like a riot to me.
You certainly could call it a riot, for sure. I mean, yesterday there were tens of thousands of people out on the streets of Cairo. They were setting cars on fire. Tear gas was being sprayed from the police. The protesters were throwing stones back at them. They've set up tents in Tahrir Square, which is really the eye of the revolution last year that toppled Hosni Mubarak. And they've made it very clear that they're not leaving until President Mohamed Morsi reverses those controversial decrees that he made last week. But I think you're pretty fair to call it a riot. It's very ugly on the streets of Cairo at the moment, so much so that two people have died in these 6 days of protests now. These protests have been going on for 6 days, but they really did reach a peak yesterday, and they're carrying on today. Over 100 people have also been injured, mostly from tear gas inhalation, but these guys sure know how to protest in Egypt. I'll give them that.
800-510-8255. Protests in Egypt. It is really pretty interesting how you go from one guy who's bad to another guy who's worse. There's a sort of a stage has been set there. Next up on the countdown at number six, what happened last week, Black Friday after Thanksgiving, sales on Thanksgiving Day and over the weekend, and how it continued early in the week. Here's Sean Dubrovic, chief economist with the Consumer Electronics Association, with the report.
Black Friday weekend was a huge shopping weekend, with consumers spending nearly $50 billion going out late Thursday night, continuing all the way to Monday when they turned online to take advantage of deals and discounts. 75% of consumers said the deals they saw this year were as good or better than last year. Clothing was the number one purchase category, but just behind that, over half of shoppers spent money on tech. 1 in 10 buying only tech during the weekend, clearly the top of consumer wish list. Leading the charge, televisions purchased by more consumers than any other category. But just behind that, consistent with our holiday expectations, mobile devices like smartphones and tablets were the second and third most purchased products within technology.
All right, so technology is big. I don't think there's any big surprise with that, is there? 800-510-8255, second half hour of this hour of the review of the top 10. And let's see, getting into number 7, the Powerball jackpot. A Powerball winner is collecting a prize in Highland, Indiana this week. Larry Chandler, one of the first people through the door at the Indianapolis Lottery headquarters after discovering he was one of the winners in the $589 million drawing. He's an electrician. He's been working. He has won $1 million. He was facing foreclosure on his home. His immediate plans for the money: pay off his mortgage, help out his mom, start a college fund for his daughter. And again, when you think about some of the people who benefit from this stuff, you got to wonder what the people, the big winners, are splitting a couple hundred million bucks. Here's host Mike Broomhead with Nicole Franks on his program talking about one of the winners that was from their state of Arizona.
Someone in Arizona is taking home half of the big one. That is not a bad deal. Nicole, not us, though.
No, not us, but I can tell you, I think I have a new friend in Fountain Hills.
I wonder how many people. Now, you know what's going to happen, though? What happens is people want to think lightning's going to strike twice.
Right.
So that store is going to be inundated. The next time the jackpot gets high, everyone's going to that store to try to buy the lucky ticket from that place.
Probably. It's good luck, right? Won once, maybe we can win again. I don't know.
Yeah,
but it's kind of exciting when you think about the odds and just the fact that someone here in Arizona won. That's pretty good.
And I heard that it was a $10 quick pick ticket. So it was five numbers. It was $10 on a quick pick. That's what I heard.
Wow. Well,
so here's the two things that people are being asked. What would you do if you had won? But the better question for me is, which would you do? Would you be involved in the press and the big, you know, the hype of
right.
the big win? Or would you do what you could to remain anonymous?
Oh, I would remain anonymous.
Would you?
Definitely, yes.
Okay.
Well, you work in this business. Just being in, you know, you as a talk show host are very public. But just imagine if you won millions of dollars. Probably not something you would want to share with people, you know?
I don't know.
I mean, especially after watching those shows on TV about lottery winners gone wrong. It's just, I don't know. Yeah, I'd probably stay anonymous.
Would you? 800-510-8255. It's pretty intriguing, actually, when you get right down to it, isn't it, huh? Next up on the countdown, number 8, Liberty University. That's Pat Robertson's organization. Has had a little problem with Obamacare. You may or may not have heard this story. The fight against Obamacare for them is not over. The Supreme Court this week ordered a federal appeals court in Richmond to hear the case against the health care law, even though, remember, the Supreme Court threw out a case in 2010. Liberty lawyers with the Liberty Council challenging the employer mandate whether the government can say to employers, you must provide health care. They're also arguing the fact that employers are forced to, and also insurers are forced to pay for contraceptives, that violates freedom of religion and the First Amendment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's some more from Bill Hemmer, who's talking to May Staver, who's the dean of the Liberty School of Law.
Justice Roberts says the mandate stands. How can you argue today that you can bring a fresh challenge to that mandate?
Well, the fact that the Supreme Court actually granted our motion for rehearing, our petition for rehearing, is huge. It speaks volumes. And obviously, I think there are justices on the U.S. Supreme Court that would want to reconsider this case. And so now we're back on a fast track through the Court of Appeals and back to the United States Supreme Court, probably in 2013. But here's what we have that's different. The issues that we have not been argued before the court before. First of all, the employer mandate across the board for religious and secular employers. We're arguing that that's unconstitutional. But if the Supreme Court were to uphold the employer mandate like it did the individual mandate, the other argument is, and I think this is a significant one, is the free exercise of religion. This has a collision course that's in the making with Obamacare and religion in 2013, when health care policies come up for renewal. And Liberty University, for example, is a Christian university, the largest Christian university in the world. One of the core issues of Liberty University's Christian doctrine is the sanctity of human life, that life begins in the womb and we must protect it. We can't kill the individual children, and we must not be participating in funding abortion. Yet that's what's going to be a collision course in 2013 for Liberty University and for others.
So then just to put a fine point on it, you're arguing that the mandate that requires you to contribute to the health care law, that money then would be used to cover the cost of abortion. And that is your argument about violating religious freedom. Do I have that right?
In part. In fact, the mandate requires Liberty University and other organizations, religious as well as secular, to provide abortion coverage or abortion-inducing drugs. Liberty University doesn't do that now, and that's a line that we cannot and will not cross.
All right. So there's food for thought. Those of you who thought that case was dead, and not so fast. 800-510-8255. People close to that say, well, Robertson's actually been fairly quiet about it from what I've been able to read, but it is an interesting and something that has some traction. I think that's why they're able to go back to it. Next up, the situation with the young star of Two and a Half Men. That's next on the countdown.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
All right, something very interesting. I say this laughing and lovingly. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the top 10 items this week, the Talkers Charts for the week of November the 26th to the 30th. And I just mentioned the Liberty University case against Obamacare. And inadvertently, I used Pat Robertson instead of Jerry Falwell. And I said that, I think, yesterday, as I've said it a couple of times this week. I think I may have said it both ways, but Robertson seems to stick in my craw, and he's not, it's not the same community, although there's a lot of the same kind of stuff that goes on in Virginia Beach. But at any rate, the people who have called, and there have been dozens of you, thank you for paying close attention. Jerry Falwell started Liberty University, and it carries his mantle, even though he's not still with us. All right, so we've straightened that out and got it right. 800-510-8255. Okay, so the story of young Angus T. Jones and whether or not the situation of two and a half men whether it's captured your attention or not, it certainly has gotten a lot of airtime on a lot of the conversation stations. Here's reporter Rodney Ho talking to host Dimitri Sotis about Charlie Sheen getting involved in the Two and a Half Men situation, as Angus Jones, the youngest star of the show, said in an interview with, I think it was a Christian magazine or a religious magazine anyway, that the show was filth.
So, of course, the most recent thing is actually Charlie Sheen commenting on it. You know, he got some strange delight that this is another slap in the face to the creator, Chuck Lorre. Obviously, Angus has been with the show for, I don't know, 7-8 years now, since he was basically a preteen. He was, as they defined him, as half a man at the time. I don't know how you define him now, since he's like 19 years old. Yeah, this was totally out of the blue. I guess we don't hear much from him, relatively, so it was kind of shocking to see him basically badmouth a show that is paying him $350,000 per episode. It's highly unusual for somebody to get into a public situation like that who's not named Charlie Sheen. I just do find it funny that at least Sheen gets to preen a little bit and say, ha ha, look, the place is cursed. He gets the delight in the fact that this is that Chuck Lorre is suffering a little bit more. Even though he obviously, I don't know if he's terribly close to Angus or whether he had any influence at all over Angus's comments. I doubt it. You know, if Angus has found religion, it would hardly be at the school of Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, and does it in any way make you rethink the Charlie Sheen problems a while ago? Now, Charlie Sheen is a unique person, and clearly he was dealing with a lot of issues. He may still be dealing with a lot of those, but does it say something about the management on that show and how it riles up the actors?
It's hard to say. You know, sometimes you say one person could be an isolated incident. Two people, maybe it's a pattern. Obviously, if somebody else there starts complaining, it certainly would become much more of an issue. Lorre had clashes many years ago with the show Grace Under Fire, remember Brett Butler? So he certainly, it's not unprecedented for the creator to get into clashes with the stars of their show. Apparently, Angus has not come back on set. They haven't needed him, so I can't imagine this possibly could be the most awkward reunion when he comes back after having said that this is filth and I don't even want to be on this show, while under contract for the show that has fed him and given him quite a good livelihood, even if he himself may not personally like the show. And I'm sure many people work for shows that they don't like, just like people work at companies they don't like. They need their paycheck, so they're not going to talk about it on a video. This is sent out to the world.
I think the word that is easily described to this is immaturity and perhaps not thinking. We all have our moments when we stick our foot in our mouth, sometimes not at the at the expense of a $350,000 paycheck. However, he's a kid. 800-510-8255. Your Facebook account. Are you worried about whether you have privacy there or not? We'll delve into that in a few minutes here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Stephan here discussing all of the top 10 items from this week. And what is number 10 in my mind, we all have, I don't put this list together. Folks at Talkers.com put it together. I may or may not agree with the way the items are placed on the list. It doesn't really make a difference as long as we hit the high spots. And that's certainly what we do each week. I am one who believes the number 10 item this week ought to be closer to the top of the list for any number of reasons. You may have heard that a couple of consumer watchdogs are urging Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg to back off proposed changes to the policies that they say would curb the rights of the people who use Facebook. There are over a billion people on Facebook now. Did you know that? 1/6 of the population has information available on Facebook. And the proposal is to make more personal information available to advertisers without you knowing that, in fact, that's what's going on. In other words, when you go to your Facebook page, you'll be getting the advertising pitch that is determined by a lot of the things that you seem to be interested in and some of the private communications that you may have had with people on your Facebook account. Facebook spokespeople not talking much about this, but there are a lot of talk radio people, and some of the money shows on the radio and television are focusing on this. Here are hosts Debbie Rodriguez and Wayne Cabot talking to former copyright attorney Nilay Patel about these concerns.
All over Facebook lately, people have been posting some pretty stern status update, claiming that the post, which is full of legalese, gives them copyright protections.
Really? Copyright protections on what you put on Facebook, you think, right? Does this status update really mean anything?
It doesn't mean a thing at all, actually. people are very, very confused about copyright. They're very, very confused about, what their content on Facebook means and who owns it and how it works. And I think they're kind of clinging to something that makes it seem very official that they own. They own what they post to Facebook. But the very simple reality is you get copyright on your work in the United States simply by creating it. You can write a story at a napkin in a bar. You own it. You're the copyright owner of that content, of that work. And all Facebook does in its terms of service is it grants itself a license to, you know, take whatever you put on Facebook and copy it around to its various servers around the world, to put it on other people's screens so people can use Facebook, and to, you know, basically run its service. They need, when you sign up for Facebook, you basically sign an agreement saying, I'm gonna give you a license to everything I publish on Facebook that allows you basically to run Facebook as a service. And if you sign up for Google services or Apple services or Microsoft or Dropbox, whatever, you sign a very similar agreement. Every time I see this thing on Facebook, the status update, I find myself wondering, do you know that you already have copyright on your information? And you've already granted it to Facebook, so you can't take it back. I mean, if you're a consumer and you're using Facebook and you think that you're taking back your copyright information or your copyright and you're not granting Facebook a license, that means Facebook can't run anymore.
All right, so you get the drift of that. No matter how upset you are, whatever, if you're using Facebook, you go by their rules and they can do what they want with your information. That's basically the bottom line. So in tandem with that this week, the Senate Judiciary Committee moved forward to update the privacy law that requires law enforcement and regulatory agencies to get search warrants before they get any of your emails. Now, that was the old law. The committee chairman, Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, and Chuck Grassley of Iowa is the ranking Republican member, concede the legislation, which was supposed to update the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, won't get passed. The reason it won't get passed is because Leahy changed the contents of the bill so that there would be no requirement that any government agency that wanted to get access to your emails could do it whenever they wanted to. And there are like 32 different these alphabet agencies plus local law enforcement agencies. And so the bill has been held over because when people found out what had been done, they went wild, as well they should. If you haven't learned about this, you ought to know more about it. So check out the bill before the Senate. It's called the Internet Privacy Bill. All of you should know more about that. All right, so that wraps up our overview of the talkers' charts. Other than the look at the people, let's go through quickly the people who are on this list at number 10.
Number 10.
Angus Jones.
Number 9.
Joe Biden.
Number 8.
Mohamed Morsi.
Number 7.
Chris Christie.
Number 6.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Number 5.
John McCain.
Number 4.
Susan Rice.
Number 3.
Grover Norquist.
Number 2.
John Boehner.
Number 1.
Barack Obama. That's it. The stories and the people being discussed this week according to Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.